Calculating comprehensive real estate tax for married couples under the 2026 tax reform proposal. If the 2026 tax reform proposal is implemented as proposed, whether individual taxation or the special provision for one home per household is more advantageous for married couples jointly owning one home will depend not only on the officially assessed value, but also on actual occupancy, age, holding period, and tax credit limits. However, the proposal must be distinguished from finalized legislation, and the applicable year's laws and National Tax Service guidance should be checked again before making a choice. When a married couple jointly owns one home, they are excluded from the standard definition of a one home owner per household under the current Comprehensive Real Estate Tax Act. But if they meet the requirements, they may elect the special provision for one jointly owned home through a separate application. Under the proposal, the basic deduction for individual taxation varies according to the proportion of actual occupancy, potentially creating a significant difference between jointly owned homes occupied by the owners and those not occupied by them. The special provision for joint ownership is not always advantageous. At lower officially assessed values, individual basic deductions may be more favorable, while in the middle range, tax credits for senior homeowners and long-term ownership may be advantageous. For high-value homes, the benefit of the special provision may decline due to the tax credit limit, potentially making individual taxation more advantageous again. Choosing a taxation method and changing registered ownership are separate matters. So transferring an ownership share based solely on comprehensive real estate tax considerations may result in greater costs, including gift tax, acquisition tax, and registration expenses. The comprehensive real estate holding tax on jointly owned homes can no longer be assessed with the simple statement that joint ownership always saves taxes. If the differentiated fair market value ratios and residence-linked deduction method proposed in the 2026 tax reform plan take effect, the more advantageous taxation method may vary depending on the officially assessed value, actual residence, age, and holding period. This article analyzes the structure of the reform plan and simulations provided by the operator as of August 26, 2026. The tax reform plan is not itself finalized legislation, and its details, implementation timing, and calculation methods may change during revisions to the law and its enforcement decree. Why joint ownership does not automatically qualify as one household with one home under the Comprehensive Real Estate Holding Tax Act? One household with one home generally means a household in which only one member owns a single home subject to property tax on housing. If spouses each own a share of one home, there are two persons subject to property tax, so they do not directly fall within this definition. This does not mean that the couple is legally considered to own multiple homes, even if they actually own only one home. More precisely, it means that they do not satisfy the standard requirements for classification as one household with one home under the Comprehensive Real Estate Holding Tax. Everyday descriptions of the number of homes, tax rate application, and basic deduction classifications must be distinguished from one another. Joint owning spouses generally have two calculation methods. Method calculation structure key features individual taxation calculated separately for each spouse's share of the home. Each spouse receives a basic deduction. But eligibility for tax credits for seniors and long-term ownership may be limited special provision for one jointly owned home calculated. Under the sole ownership, one household, one home method, by treating one spouse as the taxpayer, the basic deduction for one household with one home and tax credits for seniors and long-term ownership may apply. But this does not always result in a lower tax. The special provision for joint ownership does not change registered ownership to sole ownership. The ownership shares remain unchanged, while only the comprehensive real estate holding tax calculation method for the relevant year is applied differently. Why differentiated fair market value ratios matter in simplified terms? The comprehensive real estate holding tax base is calculated as follows. Total officially assessed value of homes owned basic deduction times fair market value ratio, The final tax is then calculated by applying the tax rates for each tax base bracket, the deduction for overlapping property tax, the tax burden ceiling, and tax credits for seniors and long-term ownership. Therefore, if the fair market value ratio rises, the tax base may increase even when the officially assessed value and deduction remain the same. According to the reform plan provided by the operator, the fair market value ratio would rise to 70% in 2027. From 2028, it would remain at 70% for sole owners qualifying as one household with one home in designated adjustment areas, while 80% would apply to other homeowners. If one jointly owned home is classified in principle under other homeowners, individual taxation may be affected by the higher ratio. However, the fair market value ratio must be confirmed in the final legislation, including the enforcement decree. The geographic scope, applicable taxpayers, and implementation year must also be determined based on the final promulgated text. Basic deductions that vary depending on actual residence. The reform plan proposed raising the basic deduction for sole owners qualifying as one household with one home from KRW 1.2 billion to KRW 1.4 billion and applying the following formula to other homeowners: KRW 400 million plus KRW 500 million times proportion of the owner-occupied home's value within the total value of all homes owned. Assuming this formula applies separately to each joint owner, whether the owners actually reside in the home can significantly change the result. Situation involving one jointly owned home example deduction per person example, combined deduction for spouses, the spouses actually reside in the jointly owned home, giving it a residence proportion of 100% KRW 900 million KRW 1.8 billion, the home is rented out, and the spouses live elsewhere, giving it a residence proportion of 0% KRW 400 million KRW 800 million. The special provision for one jointly owned home applies based on one household, rather than the spouses' combined deductions, KRW 1.4 billion. The table is a simplified comparison applying the reform plan's formula to one home. Jointly owned 50-50. The actual calculation may be affected by whether other homes are owned, the ownership shares, the criteria for determining the owner-occupied home, and the method used to aggregate officially assessed values. In particular, if the jointly owned home is leased under a jointly or monthly rental arrangement while the couple lives elsewhere, the combined deduction under individual taxation could fall from KRW 1.8 billion to KRW 800 million. In this case, the decision should not be based solely on the existing explanation that each joint owner receives a KRW 900 million deduction. The special provision may be disadvantageous even at lower officially assessed values. The special provision for joint ownership is not subject only to A. Reversal in the high value range. Individual taxation may also be more advantageous at lower officially assessed values. Assuming spouses who jointly own a home 50-50 each receive a KRW 900 million deduction, no comprehensive real estate holding tax base may arise for a home with a total officially assessed value of up to KRW 1.8 billion. By contrast, if they elect the special provision and apply the KRW 1.4 billion basic deduction, a tax base arises for the portion of the officially assessed value exceeding KRW 1.4 billion. The simulation provided by the operator presented the following results for a home with an officially assessed value of KRW 1.5 billion. Taxation method, example, comprehensive real estate, holding tax individual taxation, KRW 0 special provision, for one jointly owned home, KRW 53,760. This example shows that even if the special provision provides tax credits, it may be less advantageous when the difference in the basic deduction is greater. The actual tax must be recalculated by applying the fair market value ratio, property tax deduction, and tax rates for the relevant year. Reversal of advantages between mid-priced and high-value homes. The 2028 simulation included in the materials provided by the operator compared annual holding taxes, combining the comprehensive real estate, holding tax, and property tax. Because it is not an official calculation table, disclosing all specific tax rates and deduction conditions, it should be viewed as an example for understanding the structure rather than as an absolute benchmark. Officially assessed value holding tax under the special provision holding tax under individual taxation, more advantageous method. In the example, KRW 2 billion KRW, 5.20 million KRW, 5.36 million special provision. Lower by KRW 160. 000 KRW 3 billion, KRW 10.42 million, KRW 11.41 million, special provision. Lower by KRW 990,000, KRW 4 billion, KRW 27.83 million, KRW 21.02 million individual taxation. Lower by KRW 6.81 million, KRW 5 billion amount. Not provided amount, not provided individual taxation, is lower by KRW 12.94 million KRW 6 billion amount, not provided individual taxation, is lower by KRW 22.67 million materials, comparing only the comprehensive real estate holding tax, indicated that the special provision was advantageous for officially assessed values, between approximately KRW 1.9 billion and KRW 3.1 billion, while individual taxation resulted in a lower tax from approximately KRW 3.2 billion. The reversal point may differ when the comprehensive real estate holding tax and property tax are compared together. The key factors behind this reversal are the basic deduction and the tax credit cap. The reform plan proposed limiting the combined tax credits for seniors and long-term ownership to KRW 8 million in 2027 and KRW 6 million from 2028. Even if the calculated tax increases as the home value rises, the relative advantage of the special provision decreases once the credit reaches the cap. Accordingly, a particular officially assessed value should not be used as a fixed nationwide cutoff. The reversal range varies depending on ownership shares, age, holding period, actual residence, other homes, and the tax burden ceiling. Taxation methods to compare first by situation method to check first reason, the spouse's combined officially assessed value is within the individual basic deduction range, individual taxation, electing the special provision, may cause taxation to begin under the lower deduction threshold for one household senior or long-term ownership requirements are satisfied, and the home is in the mid-price range, calculate both the special provision and individual taxation. The tax credits under the special provision may outweigh the difference in the basic deduction the officially assessed value is. Very high recalculate, including individual taxation, the advantage of the special provision may decrease once the tax credit cap is reached, the jointly owned home is rented out, and the spouses live elsewhere first check the residence proportion deduction under the reform plan, the individual basic. Deductions may decrease significantly one or both spouses own shares in another home, first review the number of homes and eligibility. For the special provision, the underlying assumption of one jointly owned home may no longer apply rather than choosing based on a single figure, such as use the special provision if the officially assessed value is at most KRW 3 billion. It is safer to calculate the estimated tax under both methods side by side using the same conditions. Items to check before calculating: check the National Tax Service guidance for the tax base date for the relevant year and identify the owners of the homes and ownership shares as of that date. Check the officially assessed value for the relevant year of the jointly owned home and any other homes owned. Determine whether the spouse's ownership shares are 50-50 or another ratio. Confirm whether the home qualifies as the actual owner-occupied home. Review each spouse's ownership of other homes or shares in homes, as well as rights to move into or purchase newly built homes. Check the age of the taxpayer under the special provision and the home holding period. Apply the basic deduction and fair market value ratio applicable to individual taxation and the special provision, respectively. Apply the tax credits for seniors and long-term ownership, the credit cap, the deduction for overlapping property tax, and the tax burden ceiling. Choose the method after checking the final legislation and the National Tax Service guidance on filing for the special provision for the relevant year. The officially assessed value and market value are not the same concept. Applying a fixed multiple to the officially assessed value to determine market value does not reflect differences among regions and homes, so the official assessed value should be used directly. Filing for the special provision and confirming its application. The filing period for the special provision for one jointly owned home has generally run from September 16 through September 30. However, whether the special provision applies in the following year and the procedures for changing or excluding its application must be confirmed in the National Tax Service guidance for the relevant year. When considering a change in taxation method, the following should be checked in the National Tax Service guidance for the relevant year. Distinction between a new application for the special provision and a filing to exclude its application, which spouse will be designated as the taxpayer joint ownership shares, and the requirements for one household with one home, whether the provision automatically applies in the following year after. An application, whether electronic filing through home tax is available, and which documents must be submitted in the first year of the reform plan's implementation. The treatment of existing applicants for the special provision or the procedure for excluding its application may also change. It is safer not to assume that the previous year's method will automatically remain advantageous. Why ownership should not be changed based only on the comprehensive real estate holding tax choosing a taxation method and changing registered ownership are entirely different decisions. Applying or declining to apply for the special provision for joint ownership means choosing how the comprehensive real estate holding tax is calculated, while transferring an ownership share to a spouse is an actual transfer of real estate ownership. Changing ownership may involve the following costs and legal issues. Gift tax filing and application of deductions for a gift to a spouse acquisition tax, and local education tax on acquiring an ownership share registration application costs and legal service fees, changes in the calculation of acquisition cost and holding period for future capital gains tax mortgage, agreement and financial institution consent issues creditor relationships, composition of inherited property, and division of property upon divorce, even if the annual difference in comprehensive real estate holding tax is several hundred thousand won or several million won, the cost of transferring ownership may be greater. Individual taxation and the special provision should be compared first, while a change in ownership should be considered separately only after calculating all tax and legal effects at the acquisition, holding, transfer, and inheritance stages. The reform plan must be distinguished from finalized tax law. The announcement of a tax reform plan alone does not finalize the tax for the following year. Provisions established by law, such as the basic deduction, may require legislation by the National Assembly, while items prescribed by subordinate legislation, such as the fair market value ratio, require confirmation of amendments to the enforcement decree. The following order is appropriate when making a final determination. Confirm whether the amended law has passed the National Assembly. Check the promulgation date and effective date of the law. Check the final fair market value ratio under the enforcement decree of the Comprehensive Real Estate Holding Tax Act. Check the National Tax Service filing guidance and calculation examples for the relevant year. Verify that the home and ownership share information in home tax, fulfilled data, and tax notices matches the actual registration records. In conclusion, joint ownership itself does not automatically determine whether taxes will be lower or higher. Individual basic deductions may be more important in the lower price range, senior and long-term ownership credits in the middle range, and credit caps and the fair market value ratio in the higher price range.